This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We've mentioned many times lately that the first caucuses and primary are just around the corner in Iowa and New Hampshire. We haven't really noted that thousands of people in Florida have already voted, and millions of Californians will soon follow. We're talking about voting early by mail. This method of balloting is growing in popularity, and NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's forcing a reconsideration of the campaign calendar.
California was hoping to play a bigger role in this year's presidential nominating process by moving its primary up to February 5th. But many voters won't even wait that long to make their preference known. California allows, even encourages, early voting by mail. Kim Alexander, who heads the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation, says candidates who wait till February 5th to get out the vote will have missed out on 40% of California's electorate.
What's happened in California is that campaigns have to run operations on two fronts. They need the day of sale approach that's focused on get out the vote for that one day where the polls are open for, you know, a certain number of hours. And then they have their other line of attack, which is the vote by mail.
Vote by mail ballots start going out in California January 7th, soon after the Iowa caucuses and a day before the New Hampshire primary. Some 4 million Californians have already signed up to receive mail ballots. Political analyst Tony Quinn says that makes California's early voters a potent force, dwarfing the numbers in other early voting states.
It is anticipated that a majority of the Republican electorate will vote by mail, and probably somewhere close to 50% of the Democrats will also. And there will be enormous numbers of California votes that will be cast well before February 5th.
Campaigns can monitor who asks for a mail-in ballot and when those ballots are returned. Quinn says that creates an opportunity for well-financed, well-organized candidates like Hillary Clinton or Rudy Giuliani.
If you have the organization, you can send mail to that voter, you can send telephone calls, and you'll be getting to the voter at the time that the voter has his or her ballot right there in hand. And it could be, you know, 3 weeks before the election itself.
On the other hand, many of those mail-in ballots will be returned in the days immediately following the Iowa and New Hampshire contests. With little time for re-examination, California could become little more than an echo chamber of what happens in those smaller states.
If a candidate that has a good organization does not do well in the early states, maybe the organization won't amount to that much, and possibly there'll be just a bandwagon effect to get on board with whoever seems like the winner.
Mail-in voting in Florida is not as popular as in California, but the process starts even earlier. The supervisor of elections in Pinellas County, Florida, has sent out more than 20,000 mail-in ballots so far. Spokeswoman Nancy Whitlock says about 3,000 county residents have already voted, even though Florida's primary is nearly 6 weeks away.
Now, those will not be opened until the week before the election. We can start opening them, but we still won't be releasing any results. Those will all be suppressed until after 7 p.m. on Election Day.
As popular as mail-in voting has become, some people still like making the trip to their polling place on the appointed day. Kim Alexander of the California Voter Foundation notes by then the field of candidates may be smaller as a result of what happens in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
There's a real danger for voters voting too early because it may be the case that some candidates' campaigns will lose steam by the time the actual election date rolls around.
That's something for mail-in voters to think about, because even those who vote early don't get to vote often. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.